Brett Stewart, I'm the president of Global AgriTrends.
To start off, we're here at the Midwest Pork Conference. Talk a little bit about your discussion today and some of the things that you hope people took away.
Yeah, so my work is focused on the global agriculture markets, and this is a fascinating time for the global pork industry. The U.S., we export 23% of our production, so obviously we're very heavily invested in the global markets. And with the situation we have today, we're in the midst of a trade war with China. China is a potentially massive pork importer. And also, we have a situation with a very difficult disease raging across China. And so those are two factors we talked about today that have a major influence on the day-to-day markets here in the U.S. for pork and hogs.
Speaking of the plan to have negotiations in the next 90 days, what is the impact for pork producers?
Yeah, say the next 90 days. So this weekend in Argentina, the commitment was, at least from the U.S. statement, that China has agreed to import large volumes of U.S. agriculture products. Right now, we have a 25% duty on U.S. soy from China, a retaliation duty. We have 50% retaliation duties on U.S. pork. If that statement's correct, if that agreement is valid, I would expect those duties would be lifted soon. That would generate some positive wind in the sales of these markets. We'll see, right? China's difficult. They do have a 90-day window to negotiate. And sometimes those windows, we wait till the window is almost closed before we get serious and negotiate. So we'll just have to see whether those duties are really lifted and what action China really intends to take.
You also mentioned the importance of the Japanese market. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Japan is our most lucrative export market, and it's a unique market in that per capita incomes are high in Japan. So we can export hams to Mexico, and if we talk about export profits, what we really make exporting, those hams to Mexico make pennies per pound. We export high-value loins to Japan that make dollars per pound. So Japan is a market we cannot live without. It's absolutely critical to our industry. The challenge is the TPP agreement from which the U.S. withdrew is now the CPTPP agreement, and it goes into force December 30th. So that means Canada, one of our major competitors in Japan, is going to have preferential duty access on pork. The Europeans are the other big competitor in Japan, and they have an agreement that will probably enter into force in the first half of 2019. So, yeah, the pressure to get a deal with Japan is very high for the U.S. ag sector, particularly pork and beef.
And then last question I have is, you went over the 2019 protein outlook. So kind of give some highlights of what that is looking like.
All right. So 2019, if you look at U.S. protein markets, we've had profitability and expansion now in beef, pork, and poultry that's been happening for years. And it's kind of a unique spot where you see per capita supplies rising for all three species. The economy's done very well. Consumers are buying more and more product every year. That's all great news. The concern is when we overproduce a perishable product like meat, we know instantly when we've produced too much. And the way we know is markets go down. And so on a per cap basis, just for pork, for example, the average American is eating 9 pounds more pork, or will eat 9 pounds more pork next year than they ate in 2014. 9 pounds is a lot of pork for all of us to be eating. Now, the good news is we're clearing it. The bad news is prices are taking it on the chin right now. We've got our cutouts down 18% from a year ago for pork. The poultry complex is down 20% from a year ago. I think there may be some caution flags here that supplies are getting a little bit unwieldy.